Good morning, everyone. This is Kevin Cahill and Farmer Hughes from the Irish American Club of Berkshire County, and we join you this morning as we join you every Sunday morning from the sumptuous studios of WTBR, Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 and 88.1 in Lee. Good morning, Farmer.
Good morning, Kevin. And how is everybody in Irish listening land today? I hope everybody was well, and I hope everybody's week went well.
Did you have a lot of trick-or-treaters?
You know what? We only had three.
You're kidding.
Three. In the new house, three people showed up.
Were they hungry? Did you give them lots of candy?
I gave them as much as I could, because that means I would have ate it all, and that wouldn't have been good. So.
We didn't have as many as we usually did either, but it is what it is, I guess. It was all fine until next year.
Yes, that's right.
So we're going to be hearing from Conard Maynard this morning from his album Contrast. Also Martin Hayes from Brooklyn Rider from The Butterfly. And looking forward to hearing from Susanna Savane. How about you, Farmer?
Well, I'm going to do today some Lunasa, some Rum Jacks, and some Flogging Molly.
Okay.
And whatever we have time for, I got some other songs.
You got Dubliners there.
Yes, I got one of them here today, too.
Okay. All right. First up today, Conard Maynard from his album Contrast.
Oh,
This is Kevin Cahill and Farmer Hughes. Welcome back to the Sunday Sounds of Ireland. Our CDs didn't blow away this week. I'm highly surprised. So, what you just heard was Stockton's Wing from their album Retrospective. And you heard some polkas.
Was it polkas?
A polka.
Polka in Ireland.
The sore leg polka.
The sore leg polka.
The kangaroo polka. And the Leitrim Ramblers polka. Oh. So three polkas there. And before that, you heard from Martin Hayes and Brooklyn Ryder from their album The Butterfly, their instrumental Rugaradoov. And we started off with an up-and-coming, well, I should say established, more modern Irish recording artist, Conor Maynard, from his album Contrast, with his song Turnaround. And you have something planned for us now, Farrah.
I do. We're going to start us off with Lunasa.
Excellent.
I walked on a northern shore, where the sandy ward sped on before the ocean's blast. The grass ran like lemmings for the dunes I had, and I thought it meant like the grass. We bend in a driving gale and scarcely pause to think what makes the wind so strong, or if there's a refuge from the driver's flag. But then I heard the saddest song of the Irish girl, the Irish girl. Her eyes threw a sparkling veil, like raindrops on a laurel when the moon appears. She sang of her sorrow through the stinging spray, and through the sweeter brine, the salt of tears. I weep for the loss of a love who's gone brooding now and silent as a standing stone. Two sides of a coin, we rolled a battered roll, but in time he chose to leave alone his Irish girl, his Irish girl. Turn for the fool who never saw the joys that make a blind man smile, seeking his fortune while the brightest jewel was within his reach all the while. The Irish girl is Irish girl. Thank you.
It was very pleasant, I thought. We play Susanna Savane, actually, quite frequently because she plays the button accordion. And she plays it very well. And that's from a big CD set that we have of hers. The name of the tune was Para Melodoiro. Huh? Yeah, that's true. And before I go into what we played second, what did you start us off with, Farmer?
I started us off with Lunasa and the Irish Girls, and that featured, believe it or not, Mary Chapin Carpenter.
Wow.
Yeah. Huh. We play that song quite a bit on this show.
We like Mary Jane Carpenter.
Yeah.
So, and number the second song, which comes from the Compendium.
Compendium.
A Compendium album that I have for Patrick Street, the band Patrick Street.
Yeah.
The Best of Patrick Street, actually, is the name of it. And the jigs were the White Petticoat, the Carrie Jigs, and Katie is Waiting. And they talk a little bit about it, but the point they're trying to make is that they have long collaborated with a musician named Jed Murphy, and the set of jigs was one of the first collaborations they had with that man. So there are others, obviously. So we'll listen to them again as well. Uh-huh. And we're starting off with number 11, Farmer.
We are. We're starting out with Flogging Molly.
Oh, wow. Okay.
On songs and stories, heroes of renown, utter passing tales and glories that once was Dublin town. The hallowed halls and houses, the haunting children's rhymes that once was part of Dublin in the red.
As Dublin as can be, born hard and laid in Pimlico. ring a rosy. As the light declines, I remember Dublin City in the rare old times. Ring a ring a rosy. As the light declines, I remember Dublin City in the rare old times. I remember Dublin City.
Fly so high. She's like the river that never runs dry. She's like the sunshine on the lee shore. She loves her love, but love is just down in the meadow this fair maid went, a-picking the primrose just as she went. The more she picked, and the more she pulled, until this maiden's apron light on yonder hill above to give a rose unto her love. She gave him one, she gave him three, she gave her heart for comfort.
Was Gundren Walther in the instrumental, her instrumentalist, Jürgen Trays. The album is called A Duo, and the name of the song was She's Like a Swallow, meaning the bird.
Yeah.
And before that, we heard a rollicking romance from the Fontaines with the name of their CD was Romance from the Fontaines. The name of the tune was Starburster, of all things.
Yeah.
And you started us off, Farm.
I did. I started us off with Flogging Molly, and the song was The Rare Old Times. That's off their album, Drunken Lullabies. That's a good one.
It is.
Yeah.
So this day in Irish history, on the 9th of November in 1888, Mary Jane Kelly, a native of County Limerick, became the last known victim of Jack the Ripper, the serial killer who ran amok in London in the late 19th century. Mary was the youngest of his victims at aged 25. Known under various names, such as Marie Jeanette, Fair Emma, Ginger, and Black Emma, Mary was one of nine children. Her father, John Kelly, was an iron worker who moved the family from Limerick to Wales when Mary was a child. According to Joseph Barnett, a fishmonger with whom she was cohabitating in London, Mary was from a, quote, fairly well-off, unquote, family. This was corroborated by her former landlady, one Mrs. McCarthy, who said that Mary was, quote, an excellent scholar and an artist of no mean degree. At age 16, Mary married a coal miner with the surname Davis, who was killed in a pit explosion a couple of years later. In 1884, she moved to London. By 1886, she was living in Cooley's lodging house on Thrawl Street, where she met Barnett, himself of Irish descent, although London-born. One of the last people to see Mary alive was a friend, 20-year-old Lizzie, who claimed that Mary told her she was, quote, heartily sick of the life she was leading and wished she had enough money to go back to Ireland, where she said her people lived. Jack the Ripper had already killed four women before Mary's body was discovered by her landlord at the time, John McCarthy, and a rent collector, Thomas Bowyer. McCarthy would later describe the moment, quote, the sight we saw, I cannot drive away from my mind. It looked more like the work of a devil than a man. So very sad story there. Mm-hmm. But nonetheless, that was on November 9th, 1888. And now we're going for number 14, Farm.
Yes, we are. We're going for the Rumjacks.
Scars unsown. With ironclad bones, you made this town your own, made your mark and left the scars unsown.
Good night, make men. I'll see where this one ends. I'll meet away. Haven't changed, had much to say. But man, I still think them cats are crazy. They were asking if you were around, how you was, where you could be found. I told them you were living downtown, driving all the old men crazy. Shaking what she'd got. Man, when I tell you she was cool, she was red hot. I mean she was steaming. And that time over at Johnny's place, well, this chick got up and she slapped Johnny's face. Man, we just fell about the place. If that chick don't wanna know, forget her.
My young love said to me, my mother won't mind, and my father won't slight you for your lack of kind. And she stepped away from me, and this she did say, it will not be long, love, till our wedding day. She stepped away from me, and she moved through the fair. And slowly I watched her move here and move there. She went her way slowly with one star awake, as the swan in the feet made no dent. She came close beside me, and this she did say, it will not be long, love, till her wedding day. It will not be long.
And this is Kevin Cahill and Farmer Hughes saying goodbye for another week. Please listen to our show again next week, and please listen to all the locally produced programming here at Pittsfield Community Radio, WTBR-FM, and WSBR in Lee.
And I wish everybody to have a good week. Keep listening to our show again next week, please. Be good, be kind, and keep your Irish eyes a-smiling.
Grandma, ugget, ugget, shahee, shahugan.